Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, a very historic day in space yesterday, and we all had the opportunity to watch. If you did, you were probably amazed by the images as the Artemis 2 astronauts found themselves further away from Earth than anybody else has ever been. Joining us right now with more on this, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. The new record to break, 252,756 miles. That's how far Orion, containing those four astronauts, made it yesterday as it went around the dark side of the moon. Now, previously, Apollo missions had gone around the other side of the moon as well, but they were at a lower altitude. And so at 4,000 miles above the surface, Artemis 2 managed to beat that record, and that's where it stands right now. So it's a bar, I suppose, that'll be raised here in the next few years as well.
What were some of the images that they saw and were able to communicate back to Earth?
Well, during the 40-minute blackout, they were still recording, making voice recordings of themselves, talking about what they were seeing through the window of the surface of the dark side of the moon. Photographs were taken, high-definition photographs, lower-definition photographs taken with cell phones through the porthole. It's a mapping mission, but they also saw some really interesting things as well. The six bright flashes on the dark side of the moon. What were those? Well, those were meteors that were flying through the atmosphere of the moon and striking the surface. That's why the surface of the moon is so pockmarked. It has these craters being formed almost daily. And just in the time that the Artemis crew was going across the surface, they spotted six flashes, and those were the impacts of those meteoroids on the surface of the moon. Fascinating, and we'll see images of that as those are downloaded in the coming days, Paul.
That is really, really amazing. Remind us what this mission is all about, Jim. This is really a prelude to something planned in a couple of years where we'll actually be landing on the moon.
That's the plan, yes. This is Artemis 2. So this mission was to prove the technology, make sure that everything works, safety systems work, the spacesuits, every aspect of this, and the training, of course, that it was effective. And everything appears to be in good order. Artemis 3, which is supposed to launch next year, will be a low Earth orbit mission, something like we see with the International Space Station, except they'll be testing the docking systems, the other systems, make sure there's compatibility between the private companies involved and NASA. And then 2028, Artemis 4. That is the mission that is to put human beings' boots back on the ground on the surface of the moon, Paul.
Pretty amazing stuff. This is kind of the midway point of the journey. Was yesterday the highlight? Was that pretty much the reason for the mission? Now they turn around and come back?
Well, not really. I mean, for the astronauts, certainly that'll be the thing they remember for the rest of their lives. That is, skirting above the surface of the dark side of the moon, seeing things that human eyes have never seen before, photographing images that haven't been captured before. But now they'll get a little downtime today and then prepare for the return to Earth. Yes, they're technically headed back to Earth now. Later today, they'll break free of the moon's gravitational pull and be in the grips of the Earth's gravitational pull. That'll bring them back down. So it's all the systems that are involved in reentry and survivability that'll be tested again in the coming days. So, yeah, there's still a lot to go before this mission ends.
Well, really cool. I can't wait to see those images as they get downloaded, and we'll be able to see things that that we've really not seen before in a way that we haven't seen them before.
It's going to be fascinating stuff, and I suspect there'll be, in the same way that I had the Earthrise poster on my room when I was a little kid, I imagine a lot of kids are going to have the posters made of the lunar images that are captured yesterday.
A lot of us daydreaming about space all over again. Jim, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye. See you, Paul.